Good morning. Well, today is already November 15th. The fall harvest is coming to a finish, and farmers are busy with other jobs and projects needing to be completed before the winter actually gets here. Remember to visit your FSA office once you have completed your harvest to make your application for that Market Facilitation Program, or MFP. MFP program provides direct payments to producers who have been directly impacted by the retaliatory tariffs. And producers need to make their initial application for MFP by January 15th of 2019. Applications are available either online at www.farmers.gov/MFP or at your local FSA office. If you have an application taken out, you may return your signed application form, the CCC 910, by mail, email, fax, or return it in person to your controller recording county FSA office. Payments will be made after you have certified or reported your production of bushels for the applicable crops harvested for your 2018 crop year. Payment rates, as you probably know, are soybeans at $1.65, corn at a penny, wheat at 14 cents, and hogs at $8 a head. Initial payment amounts will be 50% of your production bushels or the number of head of hogs at the time of application. USDA will later announce a second payment rate, if applicable, that will apply to the remaining 50% of the producer's 2018 production. We do anticipate being notified about this the first part of December. If you wish to defer your income to the 2019 calendar year, you will need to wait until after January 1st to provide your production bushels to your FSA office. However, as that January 15th deadline looms shortly after January 1st, we still encourage you to make your initial application to participate in the MFP now. Either way, I encourage you to ensure the certified production, the number of bushels, or the number of hogs will match any supporting documentation if needed for spot check provisions. Hog producers will be paid on the number of head of hogs on hand any given day between July 15th and August 15th. Production records for hogs could include breeding records, inventory records, sales receipts, veterinary records, etc. There is a payment limitation cap of $125,000 for all grains and a separate $125,000 payment cap for all hogs and or dairy. Again, for more information, producers may want to check out www.farmers.gov/MFP or contact your local FSA office. County Committee Elections. The ballots were mailed November 5th to eligible voters for the 2018 Farm Service Agency County Committee elections. The deadline to return those ballots to your local FSA office is December 3rd, 2018. County committee members are an important component to the operations at FSA and provide the link between the agriculture community and USDA. Farmers and ranchers elected to the county committees help deliver the FSA programs at the local level, applying their knowledge and judgment to make decisions on commodity price support programs, conservation programs, incentive indemnity and disaster programs, and for some other commodities, emergency programs, and also for eligibility. FSA committees do operate within official regulations designed to carry out the federal laws. To be an eligible voter, farmers must participate or cooperate in an FSA program. Also, a person who is not of legal age but supervises and conducts the farming operations of an entire farm may be eligible. Eligible voters in Local Administrative Area 3 here in Audubon County who do not receive a ballot can obtain one from our USDA Service Center. Again, December 3rd, 2018 is the last day for voters to submit those ballots either in person to their local USDA Service Center or to return the ballots by mail. Ballots returned by mail must be postmarked no later than December 3rd of 2018, and newly elected members who are elected will take office on January 1st. Here in Audubon County, LAA 3 consists of Lincoln, Camera, Viola, and Melville townships, and the nominations from this LAA are John Meislin and Brent Bauer. John Meislin resides in Lincoln Township and has produced corn, soybeans, hay, and cattle for 45 years, and he is an active member of the Audubon County Pheasants Forever and County Conservation Club. He currently serves as a commissioner on the Audubon County Soil and Water Conservation District and also as vice chairman of the Audubon County Farm Service Agency Committee. Brent Bauer also resides in Lincoln Township and has produced hogs, corn, and soybeans, and his farm is currently enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program. Brent has served on the Audubon County Farm Bureau Board and also the Pork Producers Board. For more information on county committees and the election process, you can go to our website at www.usda.gov/elections. Or you can contact your local service center for more information. Again, for more information or clarification on any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates and reminders from the Audubon County FSA office. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates. Thank you for listening.